Kneipp movement. The success story of Sebastian Kneipp's teachings started during his own lifetime, but continued unabated after his death. In Vorishoven, Kneipp cured the guests and those seeking help who flocked there from all over the world. He held lectures in the Vorishoven Spa assembly rooms, and as you can see on the picture on the left of the wall, crowds of visitors gathered there nearly every day. Kneipp did not only spread the news of his five principles of well-being in Vorishoven, he also went on numerous lecture tours, and you can see the places he visited on the adjacent display. Soon, there were Kneipp health spas all across Europe, together with numerous Kneipp societies where his followers could meet and exchange views. Moreover, the International Association of Kneipp Physicians was founded in 1894. To coordinate the society's activities, the Kneipp Bund, Kneipp Association, was formed shortly after Kneipp's death. You can see the association founders in a group photo on the right. Kneipp himself had provided the impetus for founding the Kneipp societies, and he expressly asked for his teachings to be disseminated by specialists. Sebastian Kneipp died on the 17th of June, 1897. The display case contains the death mask of this highly esteemed figure. Above the little wooden door, which is incidentally the access to the rooms in today's convent, Kneipp greets his patients and visitors for a last time. The photo is dated just a few days before his death. By the way, the photo also includes Dr. Alfred Baumgarten, the Vorishoven spa physician since 1892. Father Kneipp was 76 years old when he died. He's buried at the Vorishoven Cemetery. Even after Kneipp's death, the enthusiasm for his naturopathic therapies showed no signs of abating. The Kneipp Society's numerous and regular publications, such as the Kneipp Journal, kept members regularly informed about activities, methods, and therapies. Around 1920, just a few decades after Kneipp's death, the Kneipp Societies had 50,000 members. By the way, in the same year, in 1920, Vorishoven was granted permission to add Bad to its name, making it officially today's spa town, Bad Vorishoven. Finally, you can trace the further development of the Kneipp Societies here on the adjacent display. At present, the Kneipp Societies in Germany alone have around 160,000 members organized into over 600 societies.